It's time for Community Matters here on this Wednesday, May the 19th, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Joined now by Julia Raby, the director of the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce, as we are now into mid-May, which means Memorial Day weekend's coming up. We're going to have Lake Fest back. We've got eight-man all-star games, eight-man rally, eight-man festivities coming up here on June the 12th, June 11th, a lot of activities, and then the 12th, the games. So, Julia, just a lot to cover, so I'll let you take it away. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much, Wade, for having me. I'm just excited to be back and to have a summer to plan some things.
Yes.
So we're getting really excited about Memorial Weekend and just wanted to kind of hit details for people who it feels like even though we only missed 1 year, we might kind of miss like 10 years somehow. And so just wanted to get the details out for the public to know we will be having a parade on May 29th. It starts at 10 a.m., and we welcome you to come downtown Beloit all the way up and down Mill Street. We will have speakers this year that you can hear the announcer all the way down to Kettle and then all the way north up to Cruz Auto Parts. So we're just excited to have families downtown, and we'll have the reunion, the class reunion of 1971. We'll be sitting at Main and Mill. And we'll have chairs down there for them to come and see their classmates and enjoy the parade. And we'll also have honored seating for veterans across the street from them, right by Gray Drug. So we're excited to stage the parade at 5th and Bell, which is up on the corner where the old high school will be. And we just invite you, whether you're a class reunion, whether you're a business, whether you're an organization, to gather up some people, put them in a pickup truck or on a trailer and be in this small town parade because we have a lot of fun and we're just excited to all be back together. So that's Saturday, May 29th.
Okay. And then you got more coming up right after that with the 8-Man All-Star Games, correct?
Absolutely. So 2 weeks later, we are bringing back our All-Stars all across the state of Kansas to have camp at NCK Tech. So we're very excited to host these athletes. And we have some local athletes in the game as well, which is always exciting. And so the Chamber hosts a pep rally on Friday afternoon. So that'll be June 11th at 4 p.m. And we'll be hosting that at Chautauqua Park. And we have the amazing Wade being our MC. And we're excited to do games and activities and have refreshments at that pep rally. And then we are also together with Tourism hosting Friday Night Lights. So that is where you can see a film, a video that Jason Gilley gathers all throughout the week of the athletes practicing. And so we show that at NCK Tech practice field out there on Friday night. So that's an exciting event as well. And that'll be on June 11th. And then the games will be on June 12th at Trojan Stadium.
And then Lake Fest is coming back. Is that correct?
That is correct. So we were so happy to be able to partner with Wakanda Cultural Association and the Wakanda Camping Club and Glen Elder State Park for an all-day event called Lake Fest 2 years ago, sorry. And so that is coming back, and that will be on July 3rd. And there's a lot of details yet to come, but there will be yard game Olympics, sand volleyball, a dueling piano concert under a big tent. And so Becker Autos is a great sponsor for that event. And she, Lydia, you can reach out to her for our VIP table underneath the tent. And then also Glen Elder State Park has all the details about the games and activities. And then the Chamber, we're hosting the fireworks display. So we would love to have your support and sponsorship to make this the best year yet.
Lots of things to cover in a short period of time, but perhaps we'll have you on again here in early June if you'd like to discuss maybe a little bit more details of the last couple of events that we were talking about. Let's go back. We got about a minute or two here, Julia. On Memorial Day weekend that you have coming up, first of all, we'll try to order up the really good weather. Some years we have great weather. Some years we don't. But what are some other things maybe that we didn't cover earlier about Memorial Day weekend that people might want to know about?
Sure. Actually, that Friday at noon, SNS is going to kick off that weekend with a customer appreciation luncheon. I was talking to Heather yesterday, and it's been a few years since they've done it, but they'll have a downtown block blocked off and tables and chairs downtown for a Jim Johnson pulled pork meal. And so that's going to be on that Friday, the 28th. And then also there's a color run in that on that morning before the parade. So if you like to have fun with your kids, get sprayed with a bunch of color. It's a really great event to support curing cancer. And so that also happens on that Saturday morning. And then we are doing a little different for lunch that day, just because of planning and just some different concerns. We're going to not have vendors in the park this year. What we are doing is promoting our businesses around town. So Subway, Kettle, Banner, Sonic, Dairy Queen, Pizza Hut are open for lunch that day and providing me with some of their ideas for their specials. And so we'll be announcing those at the parade. So we encourage you to have lunch on the town.
All right. Sounds terrific. And people can learn about a lot of this stuff, Facebook page, website. You want to direct them online as well?
Absolutely. So my Facebook is the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce, and our website is beloitchamber.com. And as always, my phone is open. You can call me at 785-738-2717.
Fantastic. Julia Raby, the director of the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce. We'll talk to her again probably here in a few weeks. Julia will stay on the line, and we will turn over the news here at the top of the hour. Community Matters brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.